Welcome in. This is the FPC Chiefs podcast. I'm Braden Holacek, the managing editor for Full Press Coverage, Chiefs of FullPressCoverage.com. Coming to you guys here on a Friday. We are just a couple of days away from the Kansas City Chiefs-Tennessee Titans matchup in Week 7 of the 2021 NFL season. And there is a lot riding on this game, it seems like. That's kind of the way it's been for a lot of Chiefs games lately, but this one kind of magnified even more just because of Tennessee's victory last week, Monday Night Football, downing the Buffalo Bills, a high-scoring game that looked like Buffalo was going to have a chance there to win it at the end of the game, but Tennessee with a big-time fourth down stop where Josh Allen tried QB sneak and Jeffrey Simmons, defensive tackle for Tennessee, was able to make the big hit. And the Buffalo Bills, I mean, that's a big game for them to drop after beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Of course, the Chiefs last week in many ways, defensively, second half offensively, played one of their better games of the year. So big game here in the AFC. Of course, Titans 4-2. But they've had a couple of weird losses in there. Of course, lost to the Jets, which is the only win the Jets have had. One of the worst teams in the NFL. And Tennessee also got blown out week one at home against the Arizona Cardinals. So they've had some weird games. They've had some ups and downs. And we're going to kind of talk about that, you know, briefly here at the beginning, you know, about Tennessee. But Chiefs are 3-3. They're only one game back in the division after, you know, last week the Chargers got blown out in Baltimore, division matchup between 3-2 teams. The Vegas Raiders were able to get the win in Denver against the Broncos. So the Chiefs are still sitting, you know, in a pretty, I'd say, luckily comfortable spot in the division for the most part, you know, given that the Chargers did not capitalize in Baltimore in a big game. A lot riding on the line in this game, and it kind of just feels a lot like the game the last time the Chiefs went to Tennessee, 2019 season. Of course, a little bit different circumstances in that game. Patrick Mahomes, you know, first came back from that freak knee injury after a few games of Matt Moore, and the Chiefs, you know, obviously got a really, you know, admirable performance standing in, you know, replacing Mahomes by Matt Moore. And, you know, their defense was kind of fighting hard during that time. So, you know, they did their job when Mahomes was out for the most part to stay in position to compete. And this was obviously a game where the Chiefs, you know, going down to Nashville, it felt like a game that was going to be tough. It felt like a game that was going to be, you know, down to the wire. But it still went even more crazy than a lot of people expected. Obviously, Chiefs struggled to stop Derrick Henry. We'll kind of talk, obviously, more about him in this game, in this episode. But yeah, 188-yard day. He had a big touchdown run where he cut back and, you know, Thornhill missed a tackle, I believe it was. And that was like a 60-some-yard touchdown or 70-some-yard touchdown for Derrick Henry, similar to what he had Monday night this past week against the Bills. And there was just a lot of weird things that the Chiefs did late in that game. I believe there was a fumble, you know, offensively. There was a couple of plays where just special teams, things did not go right. There was a play where I think Dustin Tolquitt, who was holding on a field goal attempt, got called for intentional grounding because it was a play where the snap was bad and he just tried to, you know, avoid the fire as much as he could, but he caused a bigger problem. And then obviously later in that game, Tennessee able to get a late touchdown, and Harrison Butker had a field goal attempt blocked. So a lot of weird things happened in that game, and this is always a place I feel like where, you know, of course, every time you go on the road in the NFL, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard to, you know, win in another team's building, but Nashville is always one of those weird places where it seems like just anything can happen. There's a lot of freak moments. So this is always a game, I think, going down to Tennessee that you have to be ready for anything, especially with the way the Titans, you know, are kind of built and how they have to play sometimes right now due to their injuries and how Coach Vrabel is always up for anything. He's one of the smartest coaches as far as, you know, knowing all the rules and knowing when kind of to pull, you know, the right card out of his hat to confuse the opponent. And of course, he's from the Bill Belichick regime. So there's always a lot of quirky, weird things that can happen when going up against Coach Vrabel. But yeah, the game feels very similar to the last trip there just because of that. It feels like a, you know, big time game for both teams. Anything can happen. But the Titans also, this is a little bit different for them. Of course, they're a little more boom or bust this season. They're always, I think, a good team under Coach Vrabel. But I think, you know, of course, right now, like many other teams, are dealing with plenty of injuries. I mean, just in the secondary, you know, two quarterbacks they've spent high draft picks on the last 2 years. Christian Fulton, second-round pick in 2020, and Caleb Farley, the rookie from Virginia Tech this year out of the 2021 draft, each went on the injured reserve list over the course of the last couple of weeks. So they will not have them on the back end, and the secondary, with or without them, has been one of the worst in the league. So the Titans, you talk about boom or bust. I mean, this was a team that used to be pretty deep in the secondary a few years ago with guys like Logan Ryan, Dory Jackson, you know, Kenny Vaccaro really kind of had a career resurgence there for a season or two. And then you look at where they're at now. I mean, they're of course injuries, you know, that hasn't helped, but they're in the deepest part of their depth chart right now. And it's been linear as far as the performance goes for the Tennessee secondary. They can't stop anybody. They're leaving too much space open on the back end. And you saw, if you watched the game Monday night against the Bills, just a lot of panic and a lot of penalties on balls that are deep down the field. So that'll be interesting. The other part of the Titans that's been boom or bust right now this season, of course, is the passing game. Ryan Tannehill, you know, has really had an up and down year. You know, he has struggled to convert on third downs or fourth downs when the Titans have, you know, been aggressive on fourth down. It has not been as successful for them. Their third down conversion rate is, you know, only around 30-some% this season. So it is kind of weird to see this team struggle on those crucial downs, just because I think their offense is built perfectly, you know, to handle some of the longer third down and distances. You know, they have a lot of crossing routes. They have a lot of ways to win in the intermediate passing game and a lot of routes that just they have at their disposal out of, you know, similar combinations and similar looks offensively. So this passing game, I think that's going to be an interesting test for the Chiefs, of course, because we just talked about the Titans secondary. The Chiefs, of course, have to continue to play the way they did after the Washington game. Rashad Fenton, I think, has earned a starting spot moving forward. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the week. The way he plays the ball right now when it's in the air, his awareness, and just him showing patience and awareness on the back end has been huge for this team without Charvarius Ward in the lineup. We'll see if Charvarius Ward is back this week. He did practice in a limited fashion both Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see what the Friday injury report looks like. But even if he's back, I think you have to have Fenton continue to stay on the field, you know, either in the slot or, you know, one of the outside roles. Lajarius Sneed, I think, obviously another guy that you're going to obviously have more faith in on the back end. So going up against this Titans passing game, I think it's too similar, you know, kind of matchups here where the secondaries are, you know, much, much more worse than the passing attacks that they're facing. But I think right now their styles, that's something that they can kind of rely on. I mean, Titans do mix coverages a lot of the time. I mean, you look at just all the coverages that they run and mix at their disposal, whether it's cover three, man free, cover two, or two man, they have the option to really, you know, confuse the quarterback, especially for a team like the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, where, you know, they're wanting to hit the big plays most of the time and dropping back, you know, with long dropbacks and taking kind of a lot of time to hold on to the ball. That's going to be an interesting challenge for the Chiefs offense. And then you look at the Titans offense, I think, you know, with this Chiefs secondary, it's, you know, not always maybe having those soft zone windows to throw into. You know, that's something that the Chiefs are going to try to take away, I think. So just early thoughts on that. I mean, it's a good team, but definitely boom or bust in the Tennessee Titans. And another thing that has kind of made them even more boom or bust lately is ever since they made the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, it feels like they've kind of pushed all their chips in on this win now window. And I just think, you know, the releases or trades of guys, like we mentioned before, you know, whether it's a Dory Jackson, Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, Kenny Vaccaro, or even on the defensive line, Daquan Jones and Terrell Casey, guys that were captains on this team, guys that were, you know, playing well when they got rid of them. Definitely head-scratching moves, I think, in the past for the Tennessee Titans. Now, it allowed them to free up some cap space. They were able to sign some guys like Tannehill, like Derrick Henry, to long-term deals, guys that are key components of their offense. But it just feels like a team right now that, as good as they can be, they can be, you know, very kind of Steelers-like as far as how the Steelers kind of were during the 2010s is kind of what I attribute it to under Mike Tomlin, playing really good against some of the best teams in the league, as we saw Monday night against the Bills. But obviously what we saw against the Jets earlier this season, they can obviously come up flat against some of the worst teams in the league. So the Titans are a really weird team right now, and I think they're going to obviously be a tough test for the Chiefs, not just because of their style, but because of the win they got Monday night against Buffalo. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for the Chiefs. But yeah, we're going to continue to kind of preview some things that stick out to me in this game. Chiefs offense versus Titans D, or Titans O versus Chiefs D. Let's start with the most obvious one, I guess, with the Titans offense versus Chiefs defense. And can the Chiefs slow down Derrick Henry? I guess slowing down, you know, when you're talking about Derrick Henry, there's so many different ways I think you can look at that. Of course, the Chiefs were able to, you know, slow him down pretty significantly in the AFC Championship game 2 years ago. And kind of the mantra that they had going into that game was kill the engine. They had everybody, you know, selling out to stop him, game tackling, hitting him low in the legs. And you could tell, I mean, that really affected him more than a lot of people really kind of expected as the game went on. So I don't know if we're going to see, you know, obviously the exact same game plan, but I think we'll see something somewhat similar as far as selling out at certain points to stop the run. I think this is going to be a big chance for Nick Bolton. He's a guy, obviously, as a rookie that has impressed with his tackling so far in the middle of the defense. You know, has not really missed much tackles, if any, this season. And with Anthony Hitchens, you know, he's a guy has not practiced yet this week with the tricep injury. So, you know, it was already kind of expected we were going to see more of Nick Bolton and Willie Gay together moving forward. But Nick Bolton played, you know, the middle linebacker spot some last week, even before Hitchens went out with the injury. So this is going to be a big chance for him. See if he can continue to, you know, hit on that solid tackling form that he has, laying big hits in the middle, and, you know, not being kind of the same thing we're used to seeing at the linebacker position from the Chiefs as far as just, you know, not even really being a factor on the field. So a big chance for Nick Bolton. But yeah, I mean, you talk about Derrick Henry. I mean, the thing that makes him so dangerous, I think, obviously, is the speed that he has at his size, 250 pounds or right around there. It's just crazy to see some of his longer touchdowns that, like, no one's ever able to catch up to him at his size. That's a crazy thing to me. And of course, with Derrick Henry, great field vision. I mean, we saw it the game we were talking about earlier. Last time the Chiefs went to Tennessee in 2019, he hits cutback runs so quickly when he sees them. So his field vision, obviously one of the best. And, you know, he's sometimes a guy that, you know, is not going to hit those cutback runs or, you know, show that he is seeing those until later on in the game when the defense is tired. Of course, a running back that gets better and stronger as the game goes on, that's just going to be something the Chiefs are going to have to keep in mind, you know, all the way throughout the entirety of this game, because he may not be willing to show some of that stuff early as far as just cutback runs or, you know, stiff arms or running just in between the tackles, you know, with a little more speed and force. That's something that he's going to try to delay from time to time We'll see if that's going to happen in this game. So as far as can the Chiefs slow down Henry, obviously he's a guy that already has 10 rushing touchdowns this year, three games with three rushing touchdowns this season, well on pace to have his second straight 2,000-yard rushing season right now. And he's only had one game this year where he did not have at least 113 rushing yards or more. So as far as the question of slowing him down goes, I think you just have to limit as many big plays, you know, 15-plus yard runs as much as you can. And I think, again, Nick Bolton and Willie Gay, these are kind of a perfect opportunity for them to kind of come out and show why, you know, the Chiefs spent some high draft capital on them the last couple of years. You know, they have the speed. They have, at least Gay does, they have, you know, better tackling prowess than what we've seen from some other linebackers over the years. So this is a big chance for them, and we'll see how they kind of come through. As far as the Chiefs offense versus Titans defense, first thing I kind of want to look at is the pass rush style of the Tennessee Titans. It's actually pretty similar for the most part to what Chiefs faced last week in Washington, where they kind of use three down linemen and then have two stand-up rushers, you know, coming after the quarterback when they're pressuring. So it's a 3-4 defense, but they have a lot of guys that are lined up near the line of scrimmage, a lot of guys that are lined up in the box, two speed rushers on the outside. I mean, Harold Landry, one of them. I mean, he's obviously kind of one of the more forgotten about pass rushers in the league, just because playing for Tennessee, you know, casual fans just don't always, you know, see him a lot of the time. But he's always been a player that has led this pass rush, and he's taken it a step further this year. He's up to another level. I mean, he's tied for third right now in the league among NFL players in sacks with 6.5. So he's right now playing his best football of his career, and he's always been a speed guy ever since his days at Boston College. But you look back at just these steps that he's taken to improve his hand counters, his converting speed to power has gotten a lot better. And, you know, right now, Tennessee, I think bringing in a guy like Bud Dupree, kind of their other second speed rusher, at least when he's healthy, I mean, this was kind of a perfect move for them, I think, to, you know, unload Harold Landry even more. So those two speed rushers on the outside, again, we talked about it earlier, this is a this is not a great secondary that the Chiefs are going up against, but they have to be, of course, quick to get the ball out still, I think, because of those speed rushers in Landry and Dupree. But the three defensive linemen you talk about, Denico Autry, Jeffrey Simmons, they kind of mix in guys like Tierre Tart as well on the defensive line. This is an interesting group because I think they have a lot more strength, but also I think they're quicker and nimbler than maybe some people are expecting. So it is going to be an interesting matchup. I mean, we talked about it the last couple weeks, though. I have complete faith in the interior of the Chiefs offensive line right now. I just think this is going to be one of those games where, you know, this could be one of their more stiffer tests. And I know they faced some great defensive tackles lately, you know, Fletcher Cox and Javon Hargrave a couple of weeks ago, the entire Buffalo unit. But I think this is going to be one of those more disciplined groups and more patient groups that are going to kind of be there, you know, fighting and battling a little bit more in the later stages of this game. So it is going to be an interesting pass rush for the Chiefs offensive line to face, similar to last week, again, just because of the formation, but also the fact that they're going to run a lot of stunts and twists. And, you know, certain players have the freedom to choose their gaps as, you know, different plays come and go. So that is going to be interesting, especially when you talk about the mixing of coverages that Tennessee can do if they want to, because of their game plan that Vrabel has. That is something a little bit different than what the Chiefs faced last week in Washington, but the pass rush style, obviously, very similar. Going back to Tennessee offense versus Chiefs defense, we talked about it a little bit already, but the way that this passing game wins, right? Ryan Tannehill, last time the Chiefs were in Tennessee, beat him a lot with his legs, beat him a lot with just throws kind of inside leverage over the middle. So I don't think we're going to see exactly the same type of game, but going back to earlier, it's just a kind of a perfect quarterback for this offense being able to win on crossing routes, which is something that has hurt the Chiefs defense a lot in the past this season. And winning with intermediate throws, that's something that's going to be an interesting thing to watch, because right now, you know, their wide receiver room has been banged up. A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, they're both kind of health question marks right now. We'll see what the final injury report looks like on Friday, but Brown has not practiced all week due to an illness. Julio Jones was limited, I think, Thursday after not practicing Wednesday. So we'll see what he has at his disposal. But either way, even if you don't have those guys, Nick Westbrook, Ikinne, Chester Rogers, if they're playing, those are kind of speed guys that feel the soft spots in the coverage very well. They have good vision down the field and obviously kind of dangerous when you got a team that can miss tackles like the Chiefs from time to time, dangerous guys after the catch. So if Julio and A.J. Brown are playing, obviously the Titans' passing game becomes a lot more dynamic. But it's just a weird kind of mix for the Chiefs to face as far as the savvy route running, the guys that are not always going to, you know, carry routes up the field. That's something they don't always see week to week. So we'll see how Tannehill will attack. Will he attack, again, in the intermediate windows more often than not? Will he use his legs? Those are a couple of things to watch for. And, of course, he's a guy that runs RPO and play action from under center very well. He does very good throwing on the run when he's on the bootleg to his right. That's something that the Chiefs are going to have to watch for in this game a lot of the time because, of course, like we said, he can take off and run, and he's a guy that won't slide. I mean, he'll run you over. He's trying to run through tackles. So this is going to be a challenging, you know, kind of passing game to face just because of their scheme, not necessarily because of, you know, certain things that have plagued the Chiefs' pass defense this season, you know, giving up plays down the field or giving up, you know, just plays to speed guys that they cannot keep up with. It's a little bit different. It's kind of more, you know, methodical a little bit for the Titans offense, but I think this is one of those passing attacks that the Chiefs are really going to be kind of stressed if they can't play the way they did last week with good communication and confidence as far as just getting confused, you know, not reading the play very well. We talked about eye discipline a lot. This is something the team has struggled with. They're going to have a lot of challenging moments where their eyes are going to be tested this week due to the legs and you know, play flow that Tannehill and the Titans offense uses in the passing game. Going back, talk about the Chiefs offense versus Titans D, last couple of points here that I want to talk about here on this preview episode. We'll start with Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, we've said it a little bit already. The Titans, you know, secondary right now, one of the worst in the league. I mean, Kevin Byard is their best player on defense in the back seven by far. A guy that turnover machine. He's a ball hawk, very physical. It seems like he is everywhere on the field, you know, just covers so much ground quickly. So keeping it away from him, obviously, is going to be key. And I think the matchup of Travis Kelce versus Byard is going to be something to watch. You know, how quickly are they going to try to manufacture throws to Kelce, or are they going to try to have him, you know, run elongated routes down the field against Byard? That's something I kind of mentioned in the key matchups piece on Thursday. So go check that out if you guys have not already. But yeah, that's an interesting matchup to me just because Byard's kind of one of those guys that uses patience to his advantage, even though he doesn't have to. He baits a lot of quarterbacks into bad throws. His range and instincts is going to be something that you have to be aware of because he, being the turnover machine he is, I mean, he's going to always have his focus on the football. So even if you get a catch and, you know, start running up the field 6-7 yards, I mean, he's going to be a guy that's going to come in and try to rip that ball out even more than most safeties. So Kevin Byard, obviously their top guy, but you look at the rest of the secondary, you know, Janoris Jenkins looks like, you know, a shell of himself right now. Helpless kind of on the back end. They've had, because of injuries, guys like Chris Jackson, you know, guys that have really not had the experience for Tennessee kind of having to play big roles. Breon Borders has been another guy for them that struggled Monday night against the Buffalo Bills. And they do have a rookie slot corner that I really kind of liked in the draft this year in Elijah Molden. But so far, it's been tough sledding for him. I mean, he's really struggled, I think, to match up with a lot of size in the NFL. And right now, the speed of the Chiefs have been used a little bit more in the slot. As far as Tyreek Hill goes and Travis Kelce goes, those guys have been, you know, used more in the slot lately. So that's going to be an interesting challenge. You know, how much is Mahomes going to be put in favorable looks and spots again? Last week, Andy Reid did a good job of kind of mixing it up, allowing him to run RPO, play action from under center, get him out moving on the run. So there was a lot of different things the Chiefs did last week that really obviously helped Mahomes to get him back on track, at least, you know, in the second half. And I think the speed of the Chiefs, that's something the Titans are definitely going to have a difficult time with. But, you know, this is going to be an interesting matchup, I think, for Josh Gordon. Is he finally going to get a decent workload in this game? Because this is kind of one of those games where it feels like, you know, he's going to make kind of a vertical play or two against Tennessee, given their depth right now, and how much kind of panic and you know, confusion there's been for the Titans secondary. But also, I think you look at the injury to Jody Fortson. Fortson was starting to kind of get incorporated into the passing game a little more down the field. And maybe some of those looks, you know, right away after losing Fortson will go to Gordon a little more often. So we'll see if he gets used a little more in this game. But, I mean, the way the Chiefs receivers kind of played late in the game last week against Washington, I think you have to feel pretty good about the Chiefs passing attack in this game, especially considering how much the Titans are kind of on their last legs in that spot. Last spot we'll kind of talk about here, Darrell Williams, another kind of favorable matchup maybe for him. I don't necessarily think it is in terms of the D-line, because I think run defense is a better defensive line in Tennessee than Washington had. But the linebackers, this has kind of been a group that's been really up and down for the Titans. And Rashawn Evans, David Long Jr. is kind of their top performers. And you also have you know, a couple other depth options there that have been bouncing back and forth out of the lineup. But I think the linebackers, they really just have not shown enough energy. They haven't really shown anything to me watching the Titans so far, what I've been able to see. A group that just does not have the confidence right now. They've been missing a lot of tackles. They've been late, you know, to their reads, whether it's, you know, triggering downhill or kind of playing a contained game to corral the run back inside. And Darrell Williams, I mean, talked about it last week, 49 of his 62 rushing yards were after first contact last week. His attitude and kind of, you know, straightforward running style, being a direct back that he is, that kind of paired well with the Chiefs offensive line, who's already a lot more nasty and physical up front than they were last year. I mean, you add kind of an extra layer to that, you know, and the significant push the Chiefs offensive line has gotten. That's going to be another interesting thing to watch Darrell Williams, because right now, I mean, he had a big carry load last week. We didn't see quite as much of Jerick McKinnon running the football as we thought we might. And maybe we'll see him more this week. But I think with Darrell Williams, I mean, this is another favorable matchup to me for him. I mean, it's a chance for him to kind of run people over like he likes to do. The tackle attempts, I think, are going to be even worse maybe from the linebackers of Tennessee than what he saw last week in Washington. So big chance for Darrell Williams to come through again, you know, with this role for him growing more and more. So that's going to be another thing, Chiefs offense versus Titans defense, that I'm looking forward to watching. Of course, stay tuned during the game live on Sunday. We'll be live tweeting. If you guys want to follow us on Twitter at @FPC_Chiefs, follow myself at @BradenOlichek9 with the number 9 at the end. Of course, follow at Full Press NFL and at @FP_coverage for more Full Press coverage NFL news on Twitter. Of course, if you guys missed any of our article content so far this week, whether it's opponent overview, our view of the offense and defense of the Titans, or five key matchups, player matchups that we listed for Chiefs versus Titans, go check that out from Wednesday and Thursday. It would be much appreciated. Of course, we'll have game preview article coming out later today on this Friday. So after this podcast episode drops, you guys can find it there at fullpresscoverage.com. fullpresscoverage.com/Chiefs. course, we will be back after the game next week with our game recap articles and podcast episodes. So stay tuned for all of that. And of course, be sure to follow FullPressCoverage.com, FullPressNFL on Twitter throughout the weekend for all the NFL Twitter news and all the NFL highlights from the week. So with that, we will be back next week after Chiefs-Titans. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy football. And we will see you guys next time.